Libertarian nominee Sean O'Toole brought it up during a sit-down interview in September, saying that Tom Schweik is actually running for governor.
Well, he raised over $300,000 last quarter. He has co-chairs of his campaign, Jim Talent and John Danforth. That's a lot of firepower to put up against me.
And against your Constitution Party candidate and against a blank space for Democrat?
Correct.
The same question was raised during the 2010 auditor's race by incumbent Susan Monti, a Democrat. Schweik pledged at the time that if elected, he would serve a full four-year term as state auditor. He won the contest and he kept that promise, but he's not renewing it this time around.
All I'll say is that when it comes to future elections, the party needs to run the strongest candidate. And no one will really know the answer to that question until after November.
Most political observers in Missouri are expecting Schweik to seek the Republican nomination for governor in 2016. If he does, it would set up a major battle within the state GOP, as former House Speaker and U.S. Attorney Katherine Hanaway has already tossed her hat in the ring for Missouri governor. For now, Schweik says he's focusing on winning a second term as state auditor.
You take elections one at a time. It's the worst political mistake somebody can make to be talking about future elections when you haven't won the one that's coming up. So I've done what I should do. I'm releasing a lot of audits. I'm campaigning very hard for re-election, and right now I'm focused entirely on that election.
Despite having no major party challenger, Schweik has been making campaign stops across Missouri between now and Election Day, and broadcast ads have already begun airing. He has also been sending out numerous brief campaign statements via Twitter for several weeks. The Missouri Ethics Commission's website shows that he had raised more than $1.6 million as of early August. His campaign committee says it raised more than $234,000 during the third quarter of this year and had just over $1.2 million on hand as of September 30th. Meanwhile, another candidate is officially challenging Tom Schweik. Constitution Party nominee Rodney Farthing is a retired pastor who lives in the small town of Salem and currently works for a prison ministry. He says he wants to see a so-called third party, quote, get into the mix.
I hope we can get our ideas and principles out there for the public in hopes of eventually seeing the stronghold of the Republicans and Democrats pretty much monopolizing various political offices. I'd like to see that broken.
Both Farthing and O'Toole have suggested that some audits conducted under Schweik were motivated by party politics. For example, a recent audit that was critical of Governor Jay Nixon's practice of withholding money from the state budget. A spokesman for Schweik disagrees, saying that he has given both good and bad ratings to Republicans and Democrats alike. We also reached out to the Missouri Democratic Party to get their take on the state auditor's race and on whether Schweik's lack of a major party challenger is benefiting a potential future run for governor. So far, the party has chosen not to respond. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.